Sean, before we talk football, you're back in Donegal now for the last number of days, for a few weeks. Are you enjoying your time back in the county? And I'm sure you're enjoying your mum's cooking.
I'm definitely enjoying my time back now. It's been nice to come back home after a good few months over in England. But no, I'm definitely delighted to be back in the Mullers. Definitely delighted to have me back now for a few weeks anyway. So no, it's nice.
So you're back now, is it a number of weeks? You're back in June, is it? Back for the pre-season in June. We'll talk about that in a second. So how did you adjust to life? How did you adjust to life? I know you're over as a professional footballer. Is it 7 days a week full on, or do you have a day off? Or how is it at Reading at the moment?
Well, normally I have maybe one day off a week, but no, it's been good. It's obviously been a bit of an adjustment moving over to England at 19, but I think I've settled in well. Obviously, my family have helped me out a lot. They've been great, like so, and all the boys there. So no, it's been good. I've honestly loved it, man. Loved it.
Speaking of settling in, you were at Derry City prior to moving to Reading. What was the biggest change? If there was a number of changes, I know Derry are full time as well. But if there was one change in terms of Reading opposed to Derry, what would it be?
It's probably just a higher standard. But obviously, like you said, it being full time in Derry has probably kind of helped me transition better over to England. But there's obviously been a bit of a difference and a bit of a step up, you could say. But I've adjusted well, and I'm going good.
You played academy for both Finn Harps and Derry City. Who would have been the coaches at Finn Park that time, seeing we are coming from Donegal now at the moment? Who would have been the Harps coaches at the time? And what was your fondest memory as an academy player, either at Harps or Derry?
I think when I started at Finn Harps under 13s, it was Kevin McHugh, obviously, took me in. So I think probably my fondest memory at Harps was probably, I won the Shield under 13s and I won the Cup under 15s with the two teams. So both of them, and then obviously I moved to Derry then under 17s, I think it was. But it's been great. Both of them's been great clubs, and obviously I went back to Harps on loan then, so it's, I've great respect for both the clubs.
Back to Finn Harps on loan. I remember that night. I think it was Kerry. You got that goal. You were with Derry City. You got the goal. I'm not too sure was it Darren Murphy was managing that night, but do you still remember that goal? I was there that night behind the goals. It meant a lot to you at the time against Kerry.
100%. It was on my debut, and obviously to score in the first half kind of eases the nerves a bit, you could say, when you first move into, you could say, a new club. Obviously, I've been there before, but it eases the nerves, and it was a good start, and we ended up winning the game 1-0. But like you said, it was nice for me and my family to score on my debut. The Muller definitely liked that one, so.
Brilliant. Yeah,
it's good.
You're listening live, Highland Radio Sunday Sport. That is the voice of Sean Patton, the Reading striker, the young man from Drumkeen. Do feel free to get in touch. Any little message for Sean, 086 60 25,000. Sean, how did the League of Ireland prepare you for the big bad world of adult football in England in terms of Derry City? I know maybe your time at Derry, not maybe the opportunities you would have liked, but how did it prepare you for Reading?
Yeah, look, I think it's prepared me well. I played a handful of games for Derry. Probably maybe would have liked to play more at one stage, but that's just how it goes. But I think the physicality wise and being around probably a men's change room and full time at around 16, it's kind of prepared me and helped me both physically and mentally to step into the game in England and accept the challenge and be ready to go at it, really. So I think it's been great for me, my experience in Ireland and now obviously in England. So no, it's helped me out a lot.
When you were with Derry, Sean, I was watching your progress. A number of clubs across the water, including Portsmouth, were in for you. But that big move came in September when Reading FC announced the signing of Sean Patton. Talk to me about the feeling. For a club. I know, obviously, in the lead up to it, you knew it was going to happen. But going over on the plane or the ferry, maybe your family were with you, your agent. Talk to me about that feeling, that moment, meeting the manager and signing.
That's definitely one of the best feelings I've had in my so far in my life. But like you say, when you're going over on the plane, you're a bit anxious just to get everything signed and done and get the medicals done. But once everything's done and cleared, you're buzzing, like. And it was obviously a really, really proud moment for me and my family to get that move across the water is what I was always aiming for. So for me to do it now, it was class.
You played against a number of clubs, Academy League of Ireland and indeed the adult level. Did you play with any guys in England that you would have come up against? Is there any League of Ireland former players that you're playing with now at Reading that maybe you would have come up against?
Yeah, well, there's ones like Irish connections in Reading. Obviously, it's a big Irish connection club anyway, but there's ones on our team right now like Paddy O'Connor from Limerick, would have played for Limerick. But in the league in general, you have the likes of Jack Moylan, who was at Shells, who's now at was it Lincoln? They won the league this year, and he's obviously got an Ireland senior call-up, so I would have played against boys like that. But it's class to see the Irish connection and play against boys that you would have played against before in like the League of Ireland, so it's good.
a striker is fueled by confidence and fueled by goals. Your first goal for Reading was in October, a winner against MK Dons in the EFL Trophy. How did that feel? And I watched your celebration that night. It meant a lot to you.
That meant a lot, definitely, to get my first goal. You could say senior goal for Reading. But like you say, as a striker, it's all confidence and scoring goals. I think, honestly, coming from me, there's no better feeling in the world than scoring goals. Like, it's a feeling I chase every time I step on the pitch, and I'm going to continue to do so. Like, but like you say, it's just the best feeling ever. Like, you can't beat it.
That was October. I think you went out on loan in January. We're going to talk about that in a second. If there's any young footballer listening in at the moment, at whatever level it is, and maybe want you to work hard, say November, December, then that move came in January, what advice would you have for a young footballer today? Maybe he's doing a lot of travelling with a League of Ireland club, or maybe he knows he's the qualities but not getting the game opportunities. What advice would you have for a young footballer listening to this interview?
I think for any advice from a young player is really just, it just sounds bog standard, but when you say work hard and keep your head down, it takes you a long way. I think when you're young, you're really eager and you want opportunities to happen straight away, and they might not always happen straight away, or might not happen the way you want them to. So I think if you just keep working, stay grounded and stay humble, and obviously have a good support net around you, you'll be all right. Like,
well, speaking to you off air there, for about 10 or 15 minutes, the word humble certainly came to mind for you. Certainly, that's certainly going for you, that aspect. In January, you joined Aldershot Town on loan. That was until the end of the season. You scored 5 goals in 6 games. Now, I emphasised the words there until the end of the season, because a couple of weeks later, you only joined him in January. Early February, you were called back to Reading. How much of a confidence booster was that, Sean?
No, it was obviously class when I went to Aldershot. Like you said, I was expected to be there to the end of the season, and I just kind of got a good run of games and a good form of goals. Like, and obviously, I thought that was going to continue on to the end of the season, but once Reading obviously called me back, I was happy to come back and go into Reading and play in League One. That's obviously what I planned to do anyway, so I'll end up doing it probably actually a bit sooner than I was planned, but like you said, it was class. But all the shots were great for me and definitely helped me progress as a player.
I think it was a Friday or a Thursday you were called back, because on a Saturday here on Highland Radio, it came up my flash score that you were part of the substitutes, because I always look for Donegal, might be Dale Gorman or Georgie Kelly or Shane Duffy, Seamus Coleman. I always look for the Donegal connections. So talk to me how quick it happened. Like, all of a sudden you were scoring goals for your team that you were on loan with, and then you were on the bench and you came on as well that Saturday.
Yeah, I played for Aldershot on the Wednesday night and I scored, and then they told me on the bus on the way back I've been recalled. So I was into Reading Thursday just to see everybody, and then I just trained Friday and was on the bench on Saturday. I came on against, it was Blackpool, maybe it was, I think it might have been, I'm not sure. We were 1-0 down and came on, me and a few others, we ended up winning the game 2-1. It was mad, like, just to come on in front of all the fans back at the stadium and obviously come back and win the game was class.
Another highlight, 2026 has been good to you, Sean. Another highlight was back in March. You got an international call-up for the Republic of Ireland on the 21 squad. No shock, I must add. I know you did play when you were Finn Harps and Derry Youth. You did play underage. I'm not too sure, was it 17s or 16s for Republic of Ireland. But what was it like in the Republic of Ireland on the 21 setup back in March?
Yeah, it was class. It was always something I always kind of wanted to do, was to make my under 21 debut. And obviously when I got the news that I would be going in March, I was buzzing, honestly. And then to make my debut out in Kazakhstan was class, and to top off with a win as well, it's a top experience, and they all make you grow as a player having them experiences, going away to Kazakhstan and playing teams like that. So no, it was class, honestly.
Obviously, we're here now in the month of May. What's the plan now for pre-season? You came in, I think it was September last season. You're going to have a full pre-season now ahead of you. Sean, obviously an advantage. You'll go back probably in June or July and pre-season friendlies. Who knows, you could get the opportunity against a big European club or a big Premier League club. So the word excited, obviously, it comes to mind.
Yeah, 100%. I'm definitely really, really excited now to obviously have a few weeks off now, relax and get ready, and then get myself prepared to go back in for pre-season at the end of June. But like you said, it's a great opportunity, considering I didn't have the opportunity of doing the pre-season last year with the boys. So I'm really excited to get in this year now and show what I can do in pre-season.
Do you still keep an eye on League of Ireland results on a Friday night when you're preparing for your match at the weekends? Maybe a game maybe Celtic Park or Finn Park. Do you still keep an eye?
100%. I have the dodgy box in my apartment, so I stick on one of the games. It's either a Harps game or a Derry game on a Friday night, depending on who's playing. But no, every Friday night I'll stick a game on, and I'll still support the lads, because obviously I know majority of them, so it's good to still watch them and keep in touch.
You're listening to the voice of young Sean Patton, very much an up-and-coming star here from the soccer point of view in Donegal with Reading over the last number of months. Sean, in terms of League of Ireland and facilities and off-the-field stuff, there's still a gap, isn't there? And look, very high level, Derry City, obviously, and Finn Harp's doing huge work at underage level. You can see with the three guys representing Ireland at under 17 level during the summer, Josh Cullen, Corey Sheridan, and young Gavin McAteer. But there's still a lot to do at League of Ireland level. You're well travelled now, you're different grounds in England. You would see that.
Yeah, 100%. I think, like you said, you mentioned the facilities. I think the funding and facilities are a huge part of any club, like, but obviously like Reading's facilities are top, you can't fault them at all. But like he says, the gap maybe from League of Ireland when you jump over is big, but it's something that is, you can see it is closing, you know what I mean? The clubs are improving their facilities, but obviously things take, like these, they take time, like, so you just have to work on it, honestly, and just that's it really.
I was speaking to you, I think this interview already, you mentioned your mum's name a number of times. Lots of sacrifices for parents, John, and you're no different. Maybe a young, talented footballer going from A to B, it takes diesel and it takes off work and everything, and your parents, they mean a lot to you and what they did and your young career to date.
Yeah, 100%. I think, my like you said, my mum, my dad, my sister, they've all been great. They've obviously sacrificed a lot for me, and like you said, I wouldn't know where I'd be without them, like, so it obviously helps. They make a lot of sacrifices that, like, a lot of people wouldn't see, but like he says, like, they're there through the good and the bad times, so like you said, I wouldn't know where I'd be without them.
In terms of 26-27 season, what would be a good season for Sean Patton?
Hopefully a good season for me is playing a whole season in League One. That's the plan anyway, and see where that takes you. You never know, if you have a good season, you never know where you could end up, so that's obviously the plan, and hopefully get a few more international games under my belt, and score goals is the main one. That's my bread and butter, so that's what I'm going to try to do.
Sean, I'm going to ask you, before I let you go, two quick-firing questions now. Mm. The best player you ever came up against at League of Ireland level?
League of Ireland level? Oh, I'd probably say Jack Byrne.
Top quality, isn't he? Very underrated.
Very underrated. I would say Mickey Duffy as a Derry fan, but like, I'll do Jack Byrne.
As a young kid growing up, Messi or Ronaldo?
Ronaldo for me, always. I've always been Ronaldo.
Man United fan?
Liverpool.
Still Ronaldo.
Still Ronaldo. Can't change it. No way.
Thank you, Sean Patton. It has been absolutely great talking to you this Sunday afternoon, Hill Radio. We'll be watching your progress. Enjoy time off now, Sean. We were speaking about south west of the county. You may take a wee trip down that neck of the woods. You're no stranger down there.
Thank you very much, Kieran. 100%. I'll definitely take a wee trip down, and you might see me about Kilcare, definitely about to go up and see the uncle, see the crack. But no, 100%. Thanks a lot for having me on.